And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, saying, "Come and see."
Noise of Thunder Radio with Christian J. Pinto.
Okay, praise the Lord, you guys, and welcome. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Today on the show, we are going to talk about the Jesuits and the Green New Deal. The Jesuits have now officially affirmed the Green New Deal. Through their America magazine called America, the Jesuit Review, this should be a great concern, really, for everybody. Because if the Jesuits are behind this thing, you can bet it is going to be pushed and promoted like nothing else. And what's very disturbing, as we're going to see on the program, according to their own writings, what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is doing is completely in line with the papal encyclical that was published back in 2015 called Laudato Si. Laudato Si, by Pope Francis, the Jesuit Pope Francis. And there's no question that Laudato Si was published in accordance with the Jesuit ideology. And what this reveals is that this radical environmental approach, which is really environmental totalitarianism, I mean, if you want to take control of the world, what better way to do it than to take control of the environment? Now you're in control of the air, you're in control of water, land, everything. You're in control of the planet if you get totalitarian control of the entire climate and the environment and so on. And that appears to be their ambition. That's what they want. They want absolute control. But of course, you've got to have a crisis. You have to have a crisis to demonstrate an urgency, and then you've got to provide the solution, and the solution always empowers government to come in and take, seize wealth, land, everything. That's how it works. So let's look at this Green New Deal. Even though the deal itself is completely ridiculous, people have been laughing at it, they've been making fun of it, etc. The Jesuits have published an article on America Magazine. You go to americamagazine.org, and this from right here at the beginning of March, the headline says, "The editors, the Green New Deal should be improved, not mocked. The Green New Deal should be improved, not mocked." And here's from the Jesuit article. It says, quote, on February 7th, a group of Democrats in Congress unveiled a resolution calling for a Green New Deal, a massive 10-year mobilization by the federal government to head off the worst-case scenario of global climate change. The outline for future legislation seeks to meet 100% of the power demand in the United States through renewable sources. Other goals include eliminating greenhouse gas emissions as much as technologically feasible, and to achieve maximal energy efficiency in every building in the United States. It also foresees a radical transformation of the U.S. economy to create millions of new jobs, improve healthcare and housing, and repair the historical oppression of vulnerable communities, including low-income workers and migrants. Now, right there, this is where we have to know that these migrants are, I mean, the greater majority of the quote-unquote migrants are illegals from Mexico. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to give these 20 million plus illegals full citizenship. Well, now, and of course, they're going to be considered a vulnerable community. This fits in with the Vatican's agenda going back more than 100 years. to flood the country with these third world Catholics, because that's what you're dealing with. You're dealing with Catholics from Mexico who will then vote for the Democratic Party. Why? Because the Democrats are going to give them all kinds of free stuff. They're going to give them all kinds of benefits, and they're going to give them, you know, higher education and scholarships and school and financial aid and you name it. It's all going to be handed over to them. That's the plan. That's what they're hoping to do. And so here they're calling it historical oppression, vulnerable communities and this kind of thing. It will probably extend also to the Islamic migrants that are being brought into the country. We've already gotten reports about this for quite some time, and the Catholic bishops and the Jesuits are promoting Islam. They're promoting Islamophobia, which is the doorway to Sharia law at Georgetown University. We've talked about that before, but they're helping to resettle many of these Muslim migrants in America, in communities all over the country. And so this appears to be a massive theft of the wealth and resources of the United States, a massive redistribution program to hand over American wealth to these different communities under the guise of, well, we're making things equal and we're balancing out the quote unquote historical oppression and this kind of thing. All of that's part of the Green New Deal. And with it, of course, the alleged emergency that the world's going to end in the next 12 years, as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has stated. Now, what's very disturbing is many people are out there making fun of her, of course, because she says things that are wacky. She obviously does not know what she's talking about in many different areas. I mean, you hear her talk and you're just wondering how she's been elected to the U.S. Congress. Well, she is reasonably attractive. She's young and she's bold. Even when she is saying things that don't make any sense whatsoever, that ends up becoming apparently part of her character, you know, her quirky character that makes her likable to certain people. And what happens as a result is they're putting her all over the news. All the stories are about her, AOC. They've published comic books about her. They've written songs about her. She's getting all kinds of attention. In a strange sort of way, she's almost like Trump was when he was running for president. Trump was making all these outlandish statements and things like this. Of course, I think President Trump is much more insightful and much more, you know, better informed on the issues and things like that than AOC. But nevertheless, it's getting her a massive amount of media attention. And as a result, she's emerging as like this young radical leader, revolutionary in the Democratic Party. Now we find out, if you research her, you can go look her up on Wikipedia. She comes from a Catholic family and she talks about her Catholic faith. In fact, back in 2018, before she was elected to Congress, she had published an article for America magazine for the Jesuits. So in this Jesuit review, they have an article. You can go look it up. The headline is called Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on Her Catholic Faith and the Urgency of Criminal Justice Reform. And then she's got an article that she wrote here, but that the Jesuits went out of their way to publish before she was elected to office. And they were obviously giving their approval to her, which doesn't necessarily guarantee anything. But as we've said before, it's very interesting when the Jesuits give their approval to something, how quite often that issue will come to pass. And I talked about before the gay marriage ruling, at least 6 to 8 months before that ruling happened, you had a Georgetown University professor who said that the gay marriage issue was going to be settled in the next gathering of the Supreme Court. And indeed it was, and it was settled exactly the way the Jesuits wanted it to be settled. Now, I don't think that means they have absolute control over everything, but they have a lot of influence. There's no question. They have a lot of influence. And so they were pushing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez even before she was elected to the U.S. Congress. And now since she's been elected, her Green New Deal, which is really an updated version of a radical environmental program that goes back years even before her. You've had people on the left who have been working on this so-called Green New Deal, which is modeled after FDR's New Deal from the 20th century. And the idea is that FDR came up with the New Deal, which was kind of a very strong socialist-leaning program to pull America out of the Great Depression. And it was a radical overhaul of the system, but it pulled people out of the Great Depression. And so that's what this is said to represent, that what they're going to do now is they're going to have a Green New Deal because we got to do something about environmentalism and all of this alleged inequality in the country. But it will call for the massive seizure. I mean, people are already predicting that the cost would bankrupt America. And you've got AOC, whenever she's interviewed about this, and they ask her about the trillions of dollars that this thing is supposed to cost, just ridiculous money. And she says, oh, nobody ever asks about the cost for other things. Why do we need to worry about it? Right? She just brushes it off like it's no big deal. But of course, that's what socialism does until your country ends up like Venezuela. That's what happens. They brush it off. Oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And of course, they're going to be padding their pockets. They will get lots of money. All the socialists, they'll have the big houses. They'll have the best of everything. And when it's all over with, you know, they'll be, you know, dining on caviar and filet mignon, whatever. And everybody else is wrecked. That's typically what happens when socialism comes in and gets control of a country. So let's go back to this article here. I want to read. Here's what they say. So they're taking the Jesuits in this article. They take this pragmatic view. They talk about how the Republicans are calling it a socialist manifesto, how Mitch McConnell called it a plan, quote, to end air travel and cow farts. Literally, I mean, that's what people are saying about this. As many of you, I'm sure, are aware by now, that's kind of the comical side of it. But there is a serious and disturbing side of it as well. But here's what the Jesuits say. They say, quote, while it is clear that not everything in the Green New Deal is realistically achievable, what is less realistic still is to dismiss it out of hand in order to continue the pretense that climate change can be ignored. All right, so supposedly you just can't ignore climate change. And when you're hearing out there all of this dialogue and rhetoric from people who are talking about passing laws to punish climate change deniers, because this is one of the things that they do, just like they do with transgenderism. They want to pass laws to punish you if you refuse to call a guy in a dress a woman, put you in jail, make you pay a massive fine, etc. What you are witnessing, brethren, whenever you hear that somewhere, you see them trying to push it, you are witnessing a modern manifestation of the Great Inquisition. That's what you're witnessing. And that should tell you something about who is really behind all of this. All right, we are going to go to a commercial break, and we will talk more when we come back right after this.
Saints and Martyrs Hunters battling spies, assassins and wolves in sheep's clothing. A Lamp in the Dark unfolds the fascinating history, the Bible, and the lives of the saints who fought to preserve it. This exciting look into the times of valiant men of faith, such as John Wycliffe, William Tyndale, and Martin Luther, is a must-see for any follower of Christ. Filled with rich visual graphics and dramatic reenactments, A Lamp in the Dark is an epic documentary, a powerful witnessing tool for church and Bible study groups around the world. Share with your church, your family, and friends the untold history of the Bible today.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. In April of 2013, I found a Mountain House distributor and ordered some freeze-dried food for my family, because I had become concerned about what was happening in America, our lack of national security, the threat to our power grid. I also knew, living in Memphis on the New Madrid Fault, that there is the possibility of an earthquake. I also know that ice storms can cause the power to go out here, not to mention the threat of terrorism. There were many reasons. So I contacted the company Mountain House and asked if I could become a distributor of their product. I had some of their food when I was in high school on a couple camping trips, and it's really good. But now Worldview Weekend has been approved to be a distributor for Mountain House. And if you're interested, you can now go into the bookstore at worldviewweekend.com/bookstore and check out some of the freeze-dried food that you can order. We have one pack that's available. It's a bucket of food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 14 days for one person. Figure out how many are in your family. Figure out how many days you want to have food ready to be put into boiling hot water and have a good meal, and make your order. Now, again, you can order it from someone else, but if you order it from Worldview Weekend, we're not going to charge any shipping and handling. Free shipping and handling. Secondly, it's another way for us to generate revenue to underwrite the expenses of running Worldview Weekend, our radio and television ministry, and our free conference ministry. For more details, just simply visit our bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore.
The Noise of Thunder Radio.
Okay, we are back. Praise the Lord, you guys. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Thanks for staying with the show today. We're talking about the Jesuits and the Green New Deal and their ally, apparent ally, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, also known as AOC. Before we went to the break, I was talking about how when you see people talking about developing laws to punish you for denying climate change and this kind of thing, that this has the character of the Inquisition. And the reason I say that is, if you study the Inquisition, the number one reason why people were punished was because of the doctrine of transubstantiation. And with transubstantiation, the idea that the bread and the cup, the bread and the wine in the communion, become the literal, physical body and blood of Christ. So much so that you have to go and bow down to this host, this wafer, and worship it in what they call Eucharistic adoration. You have to worship the wafer because it is Christ. It's not a picture of Christ. It's not a symbol. It is literally, physically, the presence of Jesus Christ according to the doctrine of transubstantiation. And if you deny that, you are guilty of heresy and anathematized by Rome, and must be punished. You see what I'm saying? So even though it's the idea that that's literally, physically, Jesus supposedly come down from heaven now in the form of this wafer, that's obviously absurd. You know, that the priest says hocus corpus and turns the wafer into Christ, supposedly. And Protestants, they mocked that. That's where the term hocus pocus comes from. So, oh, that's just a lot of hocus pocus. They made fun of it. Kind of like what everybody's doing right now over the Green New Deal. They're making fun of it. It's nonsense. But if the Democrats and this radical left-wing movement, if they get what they want, they will pass laws to punish people eventually for denying climate change and global warming and all the rest of this, just like they did with the Inquisition. That's why I say that. All right. So this, going back to the Jesuit article here in America Magazine, here's what they say. I mean, literally, this is what they say. Quote, "The Green New Deal is in many ways consistent with the message of Pope Francis' 2015 encyclical Laudato Si, which calls on Catholics to favor, quote, forms of industrial production with maximum energy efficiency. The resolution's call for the protection of frontline and vulnerable communities echoes the encyclical's warning that the costs of climate change fall most heavily on the poor. In addition, the creation of jobs is consistent with the Church's recognition of the necessity and dignity of labor. While there is much work to be done to identify policies that are economically, technologically, and politically feasible, ridiculing the idea that climate change demands significant and expeditious political and economic adaptations is incompatible with the spirit of Laudato Si." In other words, the Jesuits are basically telling all Catholics in America, if you oppose the Green New Deal, you are against the Holy Father in Rome. You are opposing the Pope. Now, of course, we as Protestants, our Holy Father's in heaven, right? But what they're saying is, if you oppose this radical left-wing totalitarian agenda, you are in danger of opposing the papacy. And what would that mean to your spiritual condition and whether or not you're going to get to go to heaven? Because this is the problem. This is what our forefathers recognized about the problem of having Catholics involved in government. Catholics who are bound to Rome and they're bound to the Pope. And they believe that they are going to be punished spiritually and eternally if they don't bow to the Pope. This is what went on in the days of Queen Elizabeth I, where Catholics were ordered by the Pope to do all that they could do to overthrow Queen Elizabeth I. That's why it's reported by the European Institute of Protestant Studies that the Jesuits made some 25 attempts, assassination attempts, on the life of Queen Elizabeth I. They were constantly planning and plotting to overthrow her. And this is why, if you read Samuel Adams' Rights of the Colonists from 1772, he talks about how tolerance should be extended to all whose doctrines are not subversive to the powers of the state, etc. But then he says Catholics cannot be included. He says, why? Because of how they view the Pope, how they believe that anyone who opposes the Pope can be killed, etc., you know, and that Protestant princes have to be resisted and overthrown, and words to that effect. I'm paraphrasing him. But nevertheless, because the conscience of Catholics historically has been bound to the papacy, the Pope is a foreign power. Pope is a foreign power. And I continue to believe, for example, you had Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan is Catholic. Paul Ryan had gone to speak at Georgetown University. The Jesuits put together a letter to Paul Ryan admonishing him about his social justice responsibilities and obviously reminding him of his Catholic responsibilities. So what happens now? Well, Paul Ryan, he's Speaker of the House. He could have easily, with the Republicans, financed Trump's border wall. He could have easily done it. Republicans could have done it. They had 2 years to do it. They could have done it like that, but they didn't do it. And it doesn't make sense to a lot of people until you realize the very strong presence of Catholics in the Republican Party and the fact that the Vatican wants illegal immigration to continue, as do the Jesuits, certainly. There's no question about that. Looking at the Green New Deal, this is House Resolution 109, H.R. 109. The what does it say? Recognizing the duty of the federal government to create a Green New Deal. And then it goes on to talk about the climate assessment report from 2018, that one, human activity is the dominant cause of observed climate change over the past century, that a changing climate is causing sea levels to rise, an increase in wildfires, severe storms, droughts, and other extreme weather events that threaten human life, healthy communities, and critical infrastructure. And then it says global warming at or above 2 degrees Celsius will cause a mass migration from the regions most affected, more than 500 trillion, I think that's trillion, in lost annual economic output, wildfires that by 2050 will annually burn at least twice as much, a loss of more than 99% of all coral reefs on Earth, more than 350 million more people to be exposed globally to deadly heat stress by 2050, and a risk of damage to, what is it, $1 trillion of public infrastructure and coastal real estate in the United States, and global temperatures must be kept below 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrialized levels to avoid the most severe impacts of a changing climate. And then it goes on from there. And then, of course, it says that because the United States has historically been responsible for a disproportionate amount of greenhouse gas emissions, therefore, the United States must take a leading role in reducing emissions through economic transformation. So this whole thing, I mean, it's very, the argumentation, the sophistry involved in these arguments, the whole thing is very, very Jesuitical. And remember what they did with Obamacare. They manipulated, they lied, they deceived, they did everything, but they found a way to eventually push it through. But it was a program that long before Obama had been set forth by others, had been, you know, they had tried this back during the Clinton administration and couldn't get it through, and finally got it through with Obama. So this could be, and I mean, there have been earlier attempts at a Green New Deal. This is the latest attempt, but it seems to be the most extreme. They may not get to push this through now, but they are going to keep pushing for it in the days ahead. All right, brethren, we are out of time. That is going to do it for us today. That is our show. We'll stop it there. But we will be back next time as the Lord leads us. Until then, God bless you guys. I'm Chris Pinto, and you've been listening to Noise of Thunder Radio.